Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Tough Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, March 8th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn down a penny and a half, May wheat down 2.5 cents, and May beans down 3 cents. Currently, we've got crude oil down 77 a barrel, the dollar's up another 18 ticks, pushing toward that 102 mark. Gold's down 10 bucks, silver's down 20 cents, the bonds are down almost a point and a half here. The USDA did announce that we sold 122,000 metric tons of meal to the Philippines. But most people are looking forward to the WASD report tomorrow. Most believe that the carryouts are going to remain fairly unchanged here. But what they are looking for is pretty good increases in the Brazilian corn crop, Brazilian bean crop, and some improvements in the Argentinian crops as well. So that's been putting a little bit of pressure here on the grains the last few days. In addition to that, we have the bird flu now hitting into Wisconsin. One case in Wisconsin that matches the case that they had in Tennessee. So are they going to be having to cull some birds out here and maybe take a little bit of hit on the meal? That's certainly possible. Funds remain very long on the beans, meal, and oil here, so that's certainly an issue. If the reports are bearish tomorrow, we could flush the funds out of some of those long positions. We do have some wildfires down Oklahoma, Texas area because of the dry conditions there. You know, I don't think this wheat is in as good a shape as many would think. These winds the last 3 days between Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, I think have been pretty severe out here. Now, we all know that wheat is a weed and can withstand a lot of pressure out here. But, you know, with the wheat coming out of dormancy early and these winds and some of the snows up north, you know, one good cold snap, and I think we could see a pretty good snap in these wheat prices, but, you know, that's a fairly big if out here. But, you know, longer term, I still believe that the wheat market is going to act better. We've reduced acres all over the world, and I think we're going to eventually see demand coming back into this market. And with the lower acres and less production, I think we can start working on these carryouts. The beans, again, I think there's an awful lot of risk out here. With or without the report, I think we're seeing to see more acres at the end of the month. The funds are still long. We've just got, you know, too many beans, in my opinion. We've got carryouts double where they were a year ago, and prices $1.25 to $1.35 higher than they were a year ago. So, you know, I think there's, you know, plenty of risk in this bean market. The corn market, I think ultimately will be okay. It may be dragged down by the meal in here. But longer term, I think if we do lose 4, 5, 6 million acres of corn, that's going to be friendly to the corn market. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.